This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congress to make a sweeping agreement on infrastructure dramatically collapsed in the midst of heated tempers on Wednesday. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, President Donald Trump walked out of a meeting after hearing that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he was involved in a cover-up of his actions in the Russia probe.
The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there'd be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello, there were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met. And he still met with us.
Accusing the president of running away once faced with paying for an infrastructure bill. Schumer says the whole thing today seems staged, down to the signs on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump and his family must turn over bank records from two of Trump's major lenders, Deutsche Bank and Capital One. As AP's Mike Gracia reports, the ruling clears the way for the banks to comply with congressional subpoenas.
For the second time this week, a federal judge has ruled against President Donald Trump's efforts to block subpoenas from House committees. In New York, U.S. District Judge Edgardo Ramos refused to block subpoenas from the House Financial Services Committee and House Intelligence Committee seeking records from Deutsche Bank and Capital One. Trump's real estate company has received millions of dollars in loans from Deutsche Bank over several years. Ramos said Trump and his company are unlikely to win a lawsuit arguing the subpoenas are unlawful and unconstitutional. On Monday, a federal judge in Washington ruled against Trump in a similar case. I'm Mike Rossia.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.